All that the Father gives me will come to me, Jesus said. Everyone who comes to me, I will not ever cast out. Because I have come not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is his will, that I would lose nothing of all that the Father has given me, but raise it up on the last day. That's really an amazing promise, isn't it? God has an attachment to each one of us. And whether we do anything about it or not, God will not let go. God will not let Marianne go. Life is a strange and a wonderful thing. And Marianne experienced a wide range of what is possible. She was the proud and enthusiastic wife of her husband, Robert, to whom she was married from 1949 until his death in 2006. She loved being a Navy wife. As an officer's wife, she enjoyed entertaining and being the epitome of grace and hospitality. As the years went by, she kept all of those memories tucked away, along with, in later years, her experience as a woman in charge of a care facility. I can promise you that was an experience that most definitely affected how she evaluated the various places she lived at the end of her life. Trust me, she did all but carry around a clipboard. Skip and Alan described their mom as large and in charge, bigger than life. They also said that she was the original inventor of alternative facts. And she loved telling wild stories, usually the bigger the better. And she loved going shopping, even on the internet when it became impossible for her to go out personally. As she suffered more and more physical problems, she became somewhat difficult. Well, in all honesty, she could be as frustrating as a 2-year-old having a tantrum. She was fiercely determined to remain independent, even when all she had left was stubbornness and a wildly wicked tongue to use in her own defense. She remembered with great fondness her life in California. And even though she knew there was no way on earth, one of the things she frequently told me, that she was just going to go upstairs and get her suitcase and just walk out the door and go. Also, while she was not a regular church attender, another vision she had was a vision that some Sunday she would just march up the aisle and take her seat in the church to surprise everybody. You know, she considered herself my preaching coach. She always gave me very high marks when I told funny stories. And she rolled her eyes if I bored her. I hope I'm doing okay here today, Marianne. She was, altogether, the one thing in these last few years that gave Marianne the most pleasure of all was being the mayor's mother. She told everybody she met. She told people out for breakfast. She told people at the store, at the nursing home. She told the EMTs who came to give her a lift to the hospital. She was a very proud mama. Altogether, she was what I would call a complicated, lovable rascal. And I can see her taking charge of everything in heaven and trying to make it fit her image of what it should be like. I hope, for God's sake, there is a Nordstrom's there. Quite seriously, I know that Marianne had great confidence in God's love for her. And prayer meant a lot to her. I believe that her new place in heaven is a great relief, because now all of her battles have been won. Marianne may have not seemed like a typical saint, but maybe she was a quirky saint. But above all, I trust God to see through to the real Marianne, the woman who always tried to be her very best. So let us celebrate her life today, knowing that her suffering is over and all that's left for her is love and joy. Amen.